I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 23rd. The Quincy City Council will be reviewing next year's proposed city budget and will also likely vote on the budget this week. The Finance Committee is scheduled to meet today and tomorrow remotely at 5:30 each day to review proposed budgets for each city department. The full City Council will then meet remotely tomorrow night at 7:30 to take a final vote on the budget that takes effect next Thursday. The budget hearings were delayed as councilors debated a proposal from Mayor Thomas Koch to borrow $475 million to pay off the city's pension obligations. The council approved that plan Monday night. The mayor's proposed $346.6 million budget for the next fiscal year, which is a 1.9% increase over the current year's spending plan, includes funding for city celebrations, new police vehicles, recreation workers, a part-time health department nurse, and the operation of the Furnacebrook Golf Course. The state of Massachusetts now has more than 4.1 million people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, reaching the goal set by Governor Baker. State Department of Public Health reported yesterday just over 4.1 million of Massachusetts' over 7 million residents, 58.4%, are fully vaccinated. Earlier this spring, Baker had set the goal of fully vaccinating 4.1 million residents by the beginning of June. The news comes on the same day that the mass COVID-19 vaccination site at the Heinz Convention Center closed. More than 330,000 vaccine doses were administered at that site since it opened in March. The first mass vaccination site in Massachusetts at Gillette Stadium closed on June 14th. The Natick Mall site is closing today, and the Reggie Lewis Center vaccination site in Boston will close this Sunday. Other news today. Several teenagers arrested at a popular South Boston beach on Monday night. About 5 p.m., state police saw more than 70 teens in the courtyard of the McCormick Bathhouse. Police said some were harassing lifeguards, smoking marijuana, riding bikes, popping wheelies, and bumping into bystanders. Troopers told the group they needed to follow rules if they plan to stay at the beach and not disturb other beachgoers. They ordered the teens who were smoking marijuana to put out their blunts and leave. Police told the group to leave again, but nobody was arrested. Short time later, a 14-year-old boy from Boston approached a trooper and directed further insults and slurs. The trooper ordered him to leave, threatening to be arrested if he didn't. The teen left, but then came back and was arrested. Most of the group left, but at about 8:30, 50 teens returned to Carson Beach, among them 16- and 17-year-old boys who had interacted with police earlier and had been told to leave. After a 16-year-old tried to run, both were arrested for trespassing. Two 16-year-old girls from Boston were also arrested for trying to interfere with a police officer. All five will face charges in Boston Juvenile Court. The disturbance is the latest issue at beaches in South Boston. The city's licensing board says complaints have been pouring in over alcohol being delivered to beaches and parks. A new report says that highway congestion in Massachusetts is just about the worst in the country. The analysis by transportation research nonprofit TRIP also says the state's bridges are an area of serious concern. Bay State has some of the busiest interstates in the nation, according to the report, with the eighth highest rate of daily travel per lane mile. Only Florida, Delaware, New Jersey, Maryland, and California have worse highway congestion. On Monday, MassDOT administrator said traffic is back to 2019 levels on Massachusetts roads. When it comes to bridges, the report found 7%. As poor structurally deficient. That trails only Illinois, Rhode Island, and West Virginia. A major construction project is underway this summer to replace 8 bridges on the Mass Pike. Overall, the report found that most of the U.S. interstate highway system needs reconstruction that will require double the current level of funding. Now, Boston will soon be big ship ready, thanks to three new cranes that arrived at the Connolly Container Terminal yesterday at 205 feet tall with a lifting height of 160 feet. Two of the cranes are the tallest low-profile cranes in the world needed to service larger container ships. They departed from China by boat in mid-April. The cranes will allow Boston to handle larger ships, providing New England importers and exporters greater access and connectivity to the global marketplace. The cranes still need to go through a commissioning process, which is expected to be completed in the fall. The Steamship Authority said it did not pay criminals a ransom in a cyber attack that crippled its website and reservation system earlier this month. Passengers were unable to make or change reservations for the ferry from the Cape to the Vineyard in Nantucket, as the June 2nd ransomware attack took the Steamship Authority's website offline. The attack did not impact safety on board the ferries, as GPS and radar was not affected. The FBI does not recommend that businesses pay a ransom if they are a victim of an attack. Recently, the U.S. recovered $2.3 million out of a $4.3 million ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline to criminals after an attack that sparked a gas shortage. Steamship Authority said it's still working with law enforcement and third-party investigators to determine the full scope of the ransomware attack. A former Massachusetts resident pleading guilty to charges in connection with a $4 million romance scheme. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 36-year-old Florence Wendy Massau used fake online identities and persuaded victims to send money. In March, the native of Kenya who lived in Canton was one of six people arrested in the scheme. She faces up to 30 years in prison. Well, after 2 years having to change plans because of the pandemic, the Boston Marathon will return to Patriots Day in 2022. The 126th Boston Marathon is scheduled to take place on April 18th, 2022, and registration will run from November 8th through the 12th. The Boston Athletic Association announced the decision yesterday, marking the first time since 2019 the race will be run on Patriots Day. The BAA is using the same registration process for qualified runners as it used for the 2021 race. Any athlete who's achieved a currently valid Boston Marathon qualifying time is allowed to submit a registration application between November 8th and 12th through Athletes Village, which is the BAA's online platform. The qualifying window began in September of 2019 and closes at 5 p.m. on November 12th. Qualifiers may submit an application at any point during the registration window. This year's Boston Marathon, the 125th in its history, is scheduled for Columbus Day, Monday, October 11th, as long as Massachusetts allows road races in the fall. Marathon field in 2021 is reduced to just 20,000 runners, down from about 30,000 in past years, to allow for social distancing on the course. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 68. The NASDAQ rose 111. The S&P was up 21. Asian stocks followed Wall Street higher. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $73 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Rays in Tampa Bay in 11 innings, 9-5 last night. Series continues tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: mostly sunny, comfortable with a high 76 degrees, clear, nice tonight, low 58. Tomorrow, another beauty, mostly sunny, high 76. Partly sunny on Friday, a bit more humid with a high near 80, then hot and humid over the weekend, with hazy sunshine, daytime highs near 90 degrees. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, northwesterly winds will gust to 20 knots, become southeasterly later, high tide 10:42 a.m. Sunrise at 5:08, set at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, June 23rd.